Workbook, Unit 6, Lesson 3, Exercise 2. Listen to students brainstorming ideas. What is the main point of the discussion?
Okay, Rami. Do you want to summarize what we have so far?
Okay. We have two ideas so far. One is close your bedroom door and ask your family not to disturb you, and the other one, which Adil mentioned, is to leave your phone in another room. Does anyone have any other ideas they want to share?
How about making a study plan? It might lead to using some valuable study time, but at least you have things clearly organized and know when you should take a break and what subjects you need to concentrate more on. What do you think, Adil?
That's a good idea. Let's add it to our options. Another way to be more productive when revising for exams is to revise with a friend.
Yes, but don't you think that might lead to you chatting about other things?
Perhaps, but at least it makes the revision more interesting, and you can test one another too.
I see your point. It could be useful. Would you be happy for us to add that to our possible solutions?
Yes, of course. Can you think of other ideas?
I think it's important to eat healthily and practice self-care when we're stressed about studying.
Really? Can you expand on that?
Well, revising for exams can be really stressful. When we're stressed, we produce a hormone called cortisol in our bodies. If we have too much in our bodies for a long time, it can lead to heart problems, depression and anxiety, which is not good for our well-being at all.
Wow! Where did you hear that?
My mum's a doctor. She told me about it when she made me create a study plan because she said good organisation and forward planning is the best way to avoid negative stress. Organising ourselves well should be a priority because it helps to reduce stress.
Interesting point. So we have five solutions, but we need to decide on which is the most efficient way to be more productive when revising for exams. What do you think, Sami?
That's a tough one. I'm between making a study plan and leaving your phone in a different room. What about you, Rami?
Yes, both ideas are good. But speaking from experience, I'd go for the study plan as the most effective. How about you, Adil?
At first, I thought that eating healthily was the most efficient idea. But after hearing what Rami's mum said, I've come round to that idea too.
So, do we all agree that this is the best option?
Yes, I think so.
Yes, I agree.